just seems like people come under a spiritual attack of somehow. But what it is, it's a hindering spirit. Listen at this again. Any force, human, satanic, or circumstantial, that blocks, interrupts, or slows forward movement ordained by God. Now, this doesn't just mean in instances where you have building programs, because we are in one. But this means that this happens with anybody that has a call of God on their life. Amen. They've been called to salvation, number one. They heard the call to salvation. Then there's a call to fellowship, right? Yeah, God calls you to fellowship. How many of you have been hindered from fellowshipping with God? Something always getting in the way. Something always blocking. You got a good plan, right? You got a great plan. But something always cutting you off, blocking. Always a stumbling block place. Always an interruption. I told Pastor Cece, I think it was for the month of November, that I had said, you know, I'm going to pray at the church every day from 12 to 1. And you know what? For the first week, I never made it. And I knew that there was a hindering spirit assigned to break that fellowship. And I said, it just something would always come up that you got to tend to. And I said, that ain't nothing but the devil. Yeah. Yeah. And it'd always be right at noontime. Okay. Now, I didn't recognize it then, but I recognize it now because the Holy Spirit showed me some things. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan likes to introduce obstacles that stand sharply in the way of a moving object. In other words, we are moving in life like a race. Amen. And he likes to cut in on us. Amen. To sharply impede by cutting off what's desired or needed to block us from what God's planned for us. Amen. And to block what we are doing to hinder it. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is on assignment in our life to take us to the finish line so that you and I fulfill God's plan, purpose, and desire for our lives. Amen. The devil is also on assignment to stop us from fulfilling the will, plan, and purpose of God. The devil's trying to stop it. Amen. He wants to derail our dreams and visions from God. He wants to get you off track. Amen. One of the ways that he does this is by sending a hindering spirit to block, to hinder, to delay, to derail you. And to stop your progress. So this spirit works against churches, but it also works against individuals. He don't care. Anybody that's bent on doing God's will have to confront and overcome this spirit. Hallelujah. You're going to have to overcome it. I believe the Holy Spirit has shown me that a hindering spirit from the devil has been assigned and is working against us as a church body, corporately and individually. The devil's working. He's working to prevent, delay, and stop us from doing what God planned, purposed, and put in our heart. The devil wants to stop us from fulfilling the call of God upon our life. And not only that, he wants to stop you from doing what God put in your heart to do. Hallelujah. Now, people watching by live stream, don't look at us all crazy and think that this is unique to the Word Christian Center, because it ain't.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many of you know this just happened? It happened in Paul's day, didn't it? Paul had all that revelation, didn't he?
Yeah.
How to overcome Satan. And he said, Satan hindered us from coming to you. Satan put roadblocks. He said, I tried again and again to come, but the devil hindered us from coming to you. Praise God. But it didn't stop him. You understand? Praise God. God found another way. He wrote letters to him. Praise God. Amen. God found there's always a way to overcome what Satan is trying to do to block you from God's will. There's always a way. Hindering spirits are at work in most people's lives, not just this church or your life. Amen. But most of the time, they go undetected and unnoticed. People don't understand why things not working out right. People don't understand sometimes why doors stay closed or why progress is halted. And they just say, well, you know, that's just, you know, just way life is sometimes. And they never, ever discern that the devil got something to do with it. But we're changing that today. I'm telling you, by the Holy Ghost. I mean, you know, he loves us. Hallelujah. I told you, this is his strategy. Hallelujah. There have been demons assigned to stop us, amen, from doing God's will. And you're in this church, there are demons assigned to you to hinder you from being your best in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. But we're going to show you today by the Holy Ghost, amen, how to overcome these spirits. So I'm praying that what is hindered or stop your growth, your progress, and the love of God from being expressed from your heart to others, I'm praying that it will be exposed. The Holy Spirit has equipped us with the weapons that we need to defeat and to destroy the works of the devil every time he raises his unclean head. I mean, you know, he's an unclean spirit. You have no holiness about him whatsoever. Amen. So hindrances, delays, blockage, and attempts to stop the work of God in our life have to be overcome. The Holy Spirit would tell us what we need to do to overcome, to frustrate and stop and put an end to this demonic assignment. Now, this is not like bam, and it's over with. But you know what? You're going to always be confronted with things that's trying to block and hinder God's progress in your life. But what's going to happen, God's going to give you the tools, and he's going to sharpen your discernment and your spiritual insight so that you recognize, you know, that you're able to discern what's happening and put a stop to it. Amen. Praise God. Because we're going forward. Amen. Everybody say, we're going forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first key, amen, is identify the source of the hindrance. You got to know what the hindrance is. Amen. Hindrances can come on many levels. One of the first keys is recognizing the source of your opposition. First of all, is it demonic? Is your opposition demonic? Is your opposition human? Is your opposition self-inflicted? Amen. I don't have time to cover that one with you today, but we're probably going to get into that one next week. Because sometimes we do things to hinder and slow ourselves down. It ain't all the devil. Amen. Or is your opposition, and I'm going to say not your opposition, but are you experiencing a divine delay orchestrated by God? You know, there's a set time for things to happen. Amen. And sometimes God will delay things from happening. Amen. Because it ain't his time yet. That you call that a divine delay. That's okay. But you need to be able to discern when it's a divine delay or a devilish disappointment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, give us ears to hear today. A heart to understand. Open our understanding that we might understand the scripture. Let our eyes see what we need to see. Divine delays are orchestrated by God to test your faith, your patience, and your faithfulness. Praise God. Amen. All right, now. But we're not talking about divine delays today. We got a bullseye on these hindering spirits. Amen. Hindrances can be spiritual in nature where Satan blocks certain activities and attempts to prevent some things from happening. Well, he's trying to stop some things from coming to pass. In this scripture, Paul reveals Satan hindered us. So our opposition at times can be purely satanic in nature. However, nothing Satan did could stop Paul from finishing his course. And he can't stop you from finishing yours. If you will trust God and not quit when times get tough. Everybody say, I'm a tough Christian. Say, I'm a soldier of the Lord. Say, I don't quit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There was a hindering spirit assigned to Paul that was there to challenge, to frustrate, and to destroy what God was doing in his life and ministry. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians 12, we're going to look at verse number 7. 2 Corinthians 12, 7. Paul said this, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Listen to this. The messenger of Satan. The word messenger is the Greek word angelos, means an angel of the devil. You could say a demon spirit. Amen. Sent to buffet me. Amen. Lest I should be exalted above measure. So Satan literally signed an angel, a demon, to buffet him. Amen. In other words, the word buffet means to strike with the fist. It means to strike with something sharp and painful. It means to treat roughly, harshly, or unjustly. In other words, this spirit, everywhere Paul went, he faced opposition. Everywhere he went, everywhere he turned, he had trouble. The plan of God wasn't easy for him. I mean, if you look at his description of what real ministry is about, most people wouldn't want no part of it. When you look at all the things that he went through. But nothing could stop him. Amen. Amen. Verse 8 says, for this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. He's saying, Paul, with my grace, you're stronger than what's going to come against you. Most gladly. Now, Paul, now he done got happy about it. Now, he was asking God, hey, let this thing leave me. He recognized. See, he identified the source. He said, man, there's a demon following me around. Everywhere I go, creating trouble, making things hard for me. And he three times he prayed, Jesus, can you deal with this? Take this thing away. And Jesus didn't tell him no. He just said, my grace is enough. You got my grace. It's enough for you to deal with this. Amen. My strength is made complete, amen, in weakness. In other words, when you keep, what this weakness here he's describing, weaknesses don't mean that you don't have strength. This weakness is a dependency upon God. Amen. My strength is made perfect in dependency on God. Amen. Amen. Now, well, I'm not depending on myself, but I'm depending on Jesus. Amen. He said, my strength is made perfect or brought to completion through your dependence upon me. Amen. That's the weakness that we all have to have that I can't do nothing without him. Amen. Glory to God. I got to have that weakness in my life that I need Jesus for everything. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Because when I'm at that place, then guess what? Then am I strong. Because now I got access to God's grace, and everything that I need to overcome is given and granted to me. Glory to God. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ, the anointing, that the dunamis of God, that's the power, that's the miraculous, wonder-working power of God, may come to rest upon me, may find its home in me. Glory to God. I want the power resting on me. Where the anointing is at home, it's comfortable being around me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, Lord, let your power rest upon me. Glory to God. Lord, right now I come before you. I humble myself. I need you. I want you in my life. I can't do nothing without you. I'm totally dependent upon you. And I'm trusting you to make a way where there seems there's no way. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and mercy. God's grace was more than enough to help Paul overcome all his adversaries. We see in 2 Timothy 4:7, he said this at the end of his life. He said, I fought a good fight. Guess what the next statement is? Y'all know what it is? I finished my course. So did this hindering spirit that was sent to buffet him, was it successful? No, it wasn't successful. Why? Paul overcame it. He said, I got to the finish line. My departure's at hand. Then he said this, I kept the faith. Amen. The devil was trying to take it from him. But Paul said, I kept my faith in God. I fought a good fight. He said, I was in a fight, yeah. But it was a good fight. I finished my assignment. I finished my course. Paul got to a place in his life, he said, I done finished. I did what God told me to do. Remember, there was a time he wanted to leave, didn't he? He said, I'm in a betwixt two, trying, you know, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, more needful for you. Yeah, so he stayed so he could finish his course. Then he said, for my departure is at hand. Glory to God. Amen. And there's a crown of glory waiting on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Got a crown of glory waiting on us. Hallelujah. Listen, I just want to say this. Everybody had loved ones that's passed on. Let me tell you something. They just departed. It's like they got on a plane and flew out of here. Even though they didn't use a plane, they had more powerful transportation than the airplane. How many of you know the airplane is man-made? What they left here on ain't made with hands. You understand? Wherever there's a departure, there's also an arrival. Amen. So your saved loved ones, they was met with an arrival party. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul never lost sight of his purpose and kept moving forward, overcoming every hindrance that the devil had placed in his life, amen, with the grace that God had given him to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So hindrances can be satanic. It could be a demon assigned to you. Keep on putting stumbling blocks in your way. I knew when it happened 3 days in a row to me, I couldn't get here at 12. I said, that's the devil. Because there have been times in my life I'd come and have no problems at all. 12 to 1 for a whole month. I prayed a whole month one time, 4 hours a day up here. For a whole month. And didn't have no problems. But this time, I had trouble. And I told Cece, I said, Cece, something spiritual happening. Because I never told her what I'd intend to do. In fact, I didn't tell anybody. But then when it happened again, amen, amen, I said, you know what? I said, it's the devil. I got to identify that. Amen. Now, hindrances can be human in nature where someone attempts to hinder you from trusting and fully obeying God. Hindrances can be human in nature. In Galatians 5:6, Paul wrote to the Galatians, he said, you did run well. Who did hinder you, that you should not obey the truth. In other words, people stopped living by the word and they brought in substitutes. False, erroneous teaching caused people to stop being obedient. The Amplified Bible says, you are running the race nobly. Who has interfered in, hindered, and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth? Sometimes people is your problem. Amen. Now get this here. You're supposed to run well. They start out running well. How many know you can start off good? How many know you got to finish well? Right? You want to hear well done? Finish well. Right? You can't hear well done if you ain't done nothing. You got everybody look at your neighbor and say, finish well now. You say, you're running well. Yeah, you did run well. You see, you're supposed to run your race well. To run well means to run with pace and endurance, not breaking your stride, staying focused on the finish line. You ever seen anybody in a race? You ever seen somebody get in their lane? Get in front of them, and they stumble all over the place. Neither one of them finished the race. That was a big impediment, wasn't it? Yeah. That's a hindrance. So that's why they got them lines on the track, to keep everybody in their lane. Hallelujah. But it's the devil's business to get in your lane, and you got to keep him out. Tell him, say, get out of my lane in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Paul asked the Galatians, who did hinder you? You broke your stride. You stopped your pace. Who blocked your path? Who distracted you that you should not walk in obedience to the truth? Sometimes the hindering spirits work through a person, a group of people, or an organization. Wow. Wow. Even organization can be an instrument of the devil. Nehemiah was confronted with this spirit when he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Everybody know that that was a miracle. Nothing but the hand of God. With no Laterno equipment. No bulldozers. No dirt moving machines. No heavy lifting. No cranes. And they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Supernaturally. But he was challenged with a hindering spirit. Nehemiah 4, 7 and 8 says, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very angry. Yeah. See, the devil's mad when he see you making progress. Right. Yeah, there'll be people around you when they see you making progress. Most people have a crawfish mentality. That when they see you about to crawl over, you know, about to move into another arena, they reach right up and pull you down and say, you ain't going nowhere. Right. Stay in the bucket with us. Right. Say that. You understand? There are people around you. So you have to discern people around you that are hindering you. People that are always tempting you to do wrong. People that are always taking you in the wrong direction. People that's always, amen, introducing things to you that get you out of sorts, that rob you of your peace.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it.
We've got Louisiana on lock.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want to share with you what the late, great Dr. C.A.W. Clark said to preachers. He said, every Sunday morning, there's somebody who come who's hurting, who's discouraged, who's despondent, who's depressed, who needs to know that there is a word from the Lord. And I want to just share, I want to take a personal privilege, a moment to share how I spent so much time in the Word of the Lord, especially with what is known as one of the favorite Psalms of the Word. And it's the 23rd Psalm. I know you all know it, so you don't have to stand up now. Just stand in your hearts to the Lord, this word. Because this word is so important, and I just want to share with you how meditating on the word, how it encouraged me, how it blessed me. And we just usually run through the word, and there's so much God wants to say to us. There are so many things that he desires to reveal to us. And if you spend a little time with him, you'll see him in his word. And Psalm 23 was one of those psalms that I went back to over and over and over and over again. And every time I went back to it, he showed me something different. He said something different. He revealed something different. So if you will, just turn your Bibles to the 23rd Psalms and let us look in it together. When it starts off saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The first thing that impressed me about the way this psalm has really interacted in my life is looking at King David, who was a shepherd boy, who had been promoted to the king by the Lord, by all that he had in his heart for God. God saw it, and God elevated him because of his love and desire to follow after God. And so when you look at this word and this phrase, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, and then move to his present ability to act, perform, move, and minister is, there are so many things that the Lord still is for the believers today. When I just went through that psalm and I looked at it like this, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. Who? The Lord. I shall not want. He, the Lord, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He, the Lord, leadeth me beside the still waters. He, the Lord, restoreth my soul. He, the Lord, leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his, the Lord's, name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou, the Lord, rod and thou, the Lord's staff, they comfort me. Thou, the Lord, preparest a table before me.